Chapter 1. The last time I saw Lisa Campbell, she was naked. That was almost 30 years ago, when I was in junior high and she was the latest hot young thing, smiling invitingly out at me and thousands of other lonely guys from the pages of Playboy magazine. Barely 19, sprawled seductively across rumpled satin sheets, every horny adolescent's fantasy. Perfect breasts, perfect ass, perfect teeth. Now, as she stood in my office waiting room, cashmere sweater folded neatly over her arm, I had to admit that the years since had taken their toll. Her face, though still comely, fine-boned, was lined, leather-tanned, framed by thick chestnut-brown hair lightly streaked with silver. Strained, weary eyes burned behind fashionable wire-rimmed glasses. She'd been standing at the waiting room's single window when I came out to greet her. Her still shapely body turned away from me, she stared out at the cool light of early spring. 5 floors up from Forbes Avenue, the view included the University of Pittsburgh's urban campus, its gabled buildings, chain stores, and local hangouts, as well as the new green shoots on the venerable maples and oaks lining the sidewalks. Plus the familiar cacophony of car horns, downshifting semis, and shouting students crossing against the streetlight, hurrying to make their last classes of the afternoon. At first, Lisa didn't seem to register me. Then, as if reluctant to pull herself from the sights and sounds beyond the window, she turned to face me. I felt her shrewd, guarded gaze as we shook hands. Her undisguised appraisal of my looks, my clothes, my apparent social status. I returned the favor, taking in her designer label blouse, slacks, and heels, her $500 haircut, the expensive diamond bracelet and matching wedding ring. "Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Harland," I said. "I'm Daniel Rinaldi."
"Obviously."
Her lips tightened.
"And don't use my goddamned married name. Nobody else does. I'll always be Lisa Campbell."
I nodded stiffly, then led her into my office. I knew her story, of course, at least the public version. Most people here in Pittsburgh and environs did too, especially in her hometown of Watterson, about 100 miles east of the city. Her career journey from small-town beauty contestant to Playboy playmate to sexy film actress had been a long, well-publicized one, accompanied by the shrill carping of Watterson's outraged local press, excommunication from her church, and the painful yet predictable estrangement from her pious, deeply conservative family. It didn't help that once she moved to Hollywood, her acting career consisted mostly of roles in low-budget horror films, in which she was frequently naked and invariably tortured and killed. She also developed a reputation as a reliably freaky party animal, clubbing every night with the rich and trendy, showing up late and disoriented for work, sleeping with the usual mix of celebrities and Eurotrash. Until her very public second divorce, a protracted and ugly drug scandal, and a series of embarrassing box office flops pushed her out of the glare of the tabloid spotlight and, seemingly overnight, into the purgatory of semi-obscurity. At least, that was how her story was told in a 2-part feature the Post-Gazette ran on Lisa when, almost a decade ago, she abruptly returned to her hometown, with her tail between her legs, as one self-satisfied neighbor had put it. According to the paper, Lisa claimed she tried to reconcile with her family but was flatly rejected. As broken in spirit as she was financially, Lisa had no choice but to seek work here in the city. After 6 weeks, she landed a job as a clerical assistant in the CEO's suite at Harland Industries, a Fortune 500 favorite. After 6 months, she landed the CEO himself. Lisa Campbell and Charles P. Harland, 30 years her senior, were married in a private ceremony in Barbados. Accompanying the feature story was a series of photos of the happy couple, now back in Pittsburgh, relaxing in the expansive, manicured gardens of the billionaire's gated estate in Tony Fox Chapel. A few people thought the marriage was romantic, a damaged, unhappy woman's dream come true. Most thought it was a scandal, or else a cruel joke played on a deluded old man. Regardless, in the years since, Lisa and Harland